If Syracuse had a main street, it would be South Salina. And if Syracuse had a street that represented some of its economic struggles over the past few decades, it would also be South Salina. But that's slowly changing as several developers take on projects to rehab old commercial buildings into residential space.
We wanted to make money.
Well,
it's where the market was.
That's developers Rich DeVito and Bob Doucette of Paramount Realty. Doucette was one of the early developers of Armory Square. What started there in the 90s with apartments above trendy restaurants, bars, and boutiques is spreading.
You know, as we began this revitalization of Armory Square and adding these residential units, you know, we were advancing a trend that was taking place in a lot of other places in America. And it just took a long time to catch up.
That trend is a return to an urban lifestyle. The high demand to get into a downtown apartment has created a 99% occupancy rate. The Downtown Committee, a booster organization for the city's urban core, says about 500 more units are under construction. On Salina Street, near where a couple of former department stores recently reopened as apartments and another is in the works, the block's largest renovation project will get underway in earnest this spring.
And again, you're going to have to use your imagination a little bit, but this, see that brick building right there? Mm-hmm. That's the Bond building. That back third of that building is coming down. So there'll be a...
Standing in an alleyway behind four vacant buildings, Chuck Wallace is pointing to a project being referred to as the Pike Block. Wallace's firm, VIP Structures, will convert the buildings into living space. VIP's first foray into residential construction has already been in the works for 3 years.
All right, now I just have to find the right key, because I can never remember.
Inside, it's easy to tell a lot of work still lies ahead. But step over the holes in the floor.
You want a flashlight, or do you want me to?
Sure. And look past the peeling paint, and you can see there are beautiful architectural features, like tin ceilings and large columns. With the scale of the project and how much work needs to be done, VIP doesn't expect to turn a profit on the Pike Block for some time. But the developers see it as a necessary project to keep the momentum of downtown's rebirth going. Inside VIP's offices, between the split of downtown's interstates, Chuck's father, Charles Wallace Jr., says they wouldn't be able to do the project without help from nonprofits and historical tax credits.
If we were to do this on a conventional basis, like our past projects, it just wouldn't have worked financially. It was, you know, the project is too expensive, too complex to do on a conventional basis as compared to the rents that we can obtain.
With only 900 units, downtown's population is small. Though growing quickly, it's still a long way off from the goal developer Bob Doucette has. He envisions 5,000 units. He doesn't have a timeline for that, but for him, that's the level where downtown will become a true community. In Syracuse, I'm Ryan Delaney for InnovationTrail.org.